Hello, my name is Corey, and I am a Star Wars.
And I am also known as Corey, and I am a Star Wars.
And my dog is whining in the background, and she is a Star Wars, but my name is Jim.
And we are, we are a Star Wars. Yes.
Nailed it.
So the name of this mini-sode is going to be, are we better off with or without Disney buying the Star Wars?
This is our multiverse episode. And so there is
timer
one.
Timer starts now.
Timer started now.
There's a universe where he made the prequels and then he started making the Clone Wars cartoon, but then he did not sell to Disney and he made episode 7, 8, 9. Is that a universe?
I mean, maybe.
Was he ever going to make those movies?
Supposedly, he had.
I mean, he had like a treatment for him, right?
I don't think he had scripts or any of that.
Wasn't that like Star Wars in a petri dish? Like, it was going to be all about the midichlorians. Is like,
I wasn't.
I don't know.
I thought it was going to be Darth Maul.
I'll be right back.
The central bad guy.
Well, I know he did have a universe where the other characters existed, like Han and Leia, but I don't know that there was any seriousness to it actually ever happening.
Right. Yeah.
So, did Filoni create the Clone Wars cartoons?
He and Lucas did.
Okay.
I think it's kind of a tricky topic for a podcast discussion because, I mean, we have what we have, right?
Yeah.
Like, Lucas did sell to Disney.
Yeah.
And there's no idea, like, we don't know what.
Well, let me
frame. What else would have come?
Right. Let me frame the question this way. Are we getting too much Star Wars?
Yes.
I see people saying often that the market is flooded. And while I can see that point, I don't think it's too much because I like to live in a world where there is more Star Wars coming and I can look forward to more Star Wars.
Yeah.
Is it flooded? No, they're only putting out a couple of series a year, right?
I don't think it's specific to Star Wars. I just think that the whole streaming thing is they've pumped money. All of them have pumped money into their big IPs. There's so much more of everything that it's not unique to Star Wars.
Well, here's the other situation is they're like, okay, we're going to launch a network. What are we going to put on it? I don't know. Yeah. We got a handful of movies. Then what? Oh, well, let's create some fucking shows. Okay. That, to me, that just benefits the fans. But it's also the goddamn fans that are like, there's just too much Star Wars. I don't like this Star Wars. this is not my Star Wars.
Yes.
I thought that was a different topic for a different podcast.
Derailed there.
I can see where some people might say we have too much because it like dilutes it. I can see that, but like I'm pretty much happy to have what we've had and I don't feel like we've had too much. I don't think we've gotten hundreds of hours of new content. We get a couple of 6-episode shows.
I think Obi-Wan would have been a better movie.
Yes. That might be the real issue is like some of these
shows are not great TV shows.
Like Andor felt to me like 4 different really good movies that they were like, well, we'll just kind of spread them out and whatever. Like here's the prison movie. Here's this movie.
Here's the heist movie.
Yeah. Like all of those would have been amazing movies. And with Obi-Wan, like they definitely were just like, well, we've got an idea for like 160 minutes of content. If we can stretch it to 300, then we can just do a show. Let's do that.
Okay. Hear me out. Are you mad that we got like young Leia story?
Nope.
Overall, no.
Are you mad there were
beats in that though that were hard to watch?
Are you mad that we get Boba Fett riding a goddamn Rancor through the fucking streets?
I don't hate the Boba Fett show.
Okay, maybe a little.
Shut up. Get out of my podcast. Get out of your podcast.
this was your idea.
No, I'm not mad about it. I just wish that they were more careful about what they're doing with like I wish that someone sat down and said, listen.
Do you wish that J.J. Abrams was more careful what he did in fucking episode 9? Because that shit was atrocious.
100%. 100%.
That's worse than anything that's happened on the Disney streaming channel.
Yeah. That answers our question. Our question is, would this be better if it was in Lucas's hands or Disney? That's what this is about.
No, it's not, because I think it should all be in Dave Filoni's hands or fucking Jon Favreau's hands. I was mad because I said, is it... has anything on Disney Plus been worse than what happened in episode 9 in the J.J. Abrams movie?
No, nothing
has been worse than that fucking movie.
No. Yeah.
Real talk, they use the shows, they use these things to fix problems in the movies.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. That's even what...
I don't agree with that. But I think the byproduct...
Well,
looks like that.
I think sit down and strap in for the next 10 years of shows that are all going to make you feel better about the sequel trilogy. Because that's all we're getting now.
It's going to be
shows that are like,
really
to see that we've all been working on cloning. And yeah, the fucking Palpatine's been here the whole time.
Somehow so he returned.
Right.
That's going to be what the next 10 years
are. There's a whole story on Exegol that we're going to see.
It's all going to be about making those make sense. Because that's what we went through with the prequels. We hated the prequels. And then we had a bunch of content.
I just think
that made us know, like, oh, listen, actually, this makes sense. And if we can fill in all these holes that George Lucas made, then we can actually show you a coherent story that you're actually going to love and care about.
Too busy talking about a goddamn trade war.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why it's going to be really interesting to see what they do with the current crop of shows. With Ahsoka, with Mandalorian, with the announced, the whatever movie is going to tie all of them together that Filoni's directing. All of these characters and all of these storylines have to close out to some degree before Force Awakens. They don't all have to die. We know some of them are going to die because they're dead in Rise of Skywalker, looking at you, Ahsoka. But we know the ghost makes an appearance in the big cloud of ships that don't matter in the ending battle sequence of Rise of Skywalker.
Or maybe it's not the only ship in the universe that looks like that. I don't know.
Sure. Who knows? And
they didn't put that shit in there for no reason.
No. No, they put it in because J.J. Abrams put in every ship that he put in every ship that they could think of. They were like, just put it in.
They put that in there.
It doesn't have to make sense.
Because in Serenity, the movie, there's a really great scene when all the ships just show up when they're fighting the Reavers. And it's a really great scene. And they were like, yeah, let's do that.
Yes.
Let's make all the ships show up.
Cut and paste, please.
Let's do that.
So what we're saying is, we're saying that George Lucas...
Yeah, we were talking about is it are we better off or not with the Disney buying Lucas?
I'm glad that that's the prompt for this podcast episode. I think it's got a false pretense because we have no idea what the alternative would be. We have the
alternative would be that Lucas would have might have made a.
So,
that was probably it, right?
Probably.
We wouldn't have all these series.
No.
We wouldn't have live action Ahsoka.
No.
Right?
Well, and if you're saying that, then maybe we're better off with Disney, with Lucas having sold to Disney. Because Andor is some of the best Star Wars that's ever happened.
Yeah. Listen, on the one hand, I think we're better off because we have things like Andor and The Mandalorian and the upcoming Ahsoka series, which looks great. And Obi-Wan had a couple of faults, but Obi-Wan was a pretty good...
It was a damn good series
than any of the episode 7, 8, or 9 movies, right?
Yeah.
Episode 7 was fine. I didn't have any faults with 7. I really liked 8. That's a topic for another day. 9 was horse shit, and that's another topic
I'm going
to
say that
day.
9 is a mess of a movie. But it has, just like all the Star Wars movies do, it has a few very cool beats.
Sure.
And incredible moments. But on a whole,
it doesn't work. There's almost no way for that movie to be successful.
The
two movies that set it up were so opposed to each other, there's no way to make a third movie for that trilogy that makes fucking sense at all. It was blown. But we can talk about that in 20 minutes.
Yes,
overall,
in 20 minutes.
I think we're better for having Disney bought Lucasfilm.
I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
You look like you wanted to fight for a second.
No, I was just thinking about it. But yes, no, I agree.
Look, man, I mean, we got The Mandalorian out of it. And we got three seasons.
If you want to know my real thing, this is what I really think. I don't think George Lucas is good at world building. I think that he wanted to take the like hero's journey. He read Joseph Campbell. He wanted to do this thing, and he wanted to do it in a Western, but he wanted to do it in
space,
sci-fi and space. So like he took all of this stuff and put it together, and he made something that is beloved to me. It's perfect. But the fact that there are so many holes in what he created, there's so many like just watching it and realizing that like a farm boy can go to town and get in a ship and go across the galaxy. That doesn't make sense. Like it doesn't make sense that would happen, but like every other technology is just like, no, we're just trying to get as much moisture out of the sand as we can to live on the desert. Like,
are you going to talk about newspapers again?
Like, it's so weird that there's no newspapers in Star Wars. No, but, but it just seems like he didn't like that. There's things that don't make sense about the Star Wars universe. And we have spent the last 40 years correcting that by like writing comic books that or novels or video games or whatever. That's like, okay, it doesn't make sense that like these people live in poverty, but there's also aliens from other planets that are having beers with them at the bar. Like, what? How did they get here? How do you like you can travel, but whatever.
It's weird. They're also poor.
There's so much weird shit going on. And that's what's beloved to us. That we can pick out little moments and say, oh, well, that guy in the background, actually, I read a thing and that's blah, blah, blah. And he lives on this planet and he's whatever. So we filled all this stuff in right. And that's beautiful. But then the sequel trilogy came out and it skipped over all that. And it said, I'm just going to give you a very surface level like story. And I know you're Star Wars, so you'll dig in and you'll figure out what I mean when this guy gets killed or what I mean when this guy is the First Order. You'll figure it out because we'll put a thing out that you'll buy at Barnes & Noble that explains this. So, like, you're Star Wars people. You'll get it. So right. They didn't. They started from a different point than the other one started.
You might be on with something there.
That's the truth. That's the honest truth.
For the next
truth.
20 years, we get shows that explain other things that's happened.
Yeah. So now they're like, okay, well, we just, J.J. Abrams decided that this person killed this person. And so now, 10 years from now, someone's going to make a 6-hour
They're already
long
doing it.
Show.
They're already doing it with Babu Frick.
Exactly.
Like, Babu Frick was one of the best parts of the third season of Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Like he was also the best part of Rise of Skywalker.
That chick in Rise of Skywalker who, like, we never see her face, but she's friends with what's his name? And she's like, come away with me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
her.
But, like, Felicity was the actress, I think. But
yes.
But, like, we don't know anything about that person.
And she's going to get her own series, I'm sure.
One day she will.
Called Spice Runners.
And, yeah.
Book it.
And right now we don't
coming
care about
Disney
it.
Plus
and maybe one day we will. Maybe one day we'll care about it. And it'll be the most to someone who was born 20 days ago.
Poe Dameron. And
the story
and
of Poe Dameron
Runners.
And the Spice Runners might be the most important part of Star Wars to them. Where to us, well, no. But what happened at Jabba the Hutt's lair is actually the most important thing to
right,
us.
They got Han Solo out.
Yeah.
It's still wild to me that when we were in college, we found a little tiny indie movie called Swingers. It was at the start of the launch of Vince Vaughn's career, written, you know, by Jon Favreau, directed by Jon Favreau.
Doug Liman
directed it.
Doug Liman did direct it, but Jon Favreau wrote it.
Wrote and starred. Yep.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot. Thank you, Jim. Jim's an encyclopedia. The movie stuff.
No,
good,
he's
good
not.
Stuff. But yeah, it's wild.
Doug Liman of the Bourne trilogy.
It's wild that a
and
movie, though, that we quoted
the
all the
Edge
time.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Really?
Which is great.
Tom Cruise movie? Huh. No shit. Go on.
But yeah, it's wild that Favreau ended up making some of the best Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I mean, let's not skip over the Iron Man and and Elf. Everything else that an yeah. Elf and everything else that yeah. Favreau's done. But like he has clearly a very strong heart and a very strong vision for Star Wars. And
no, if they came out tomorrow and said, you know what, we've put Jon Favreau in charge of 100% of Star Wars.
I'd like for him and picks Filoni,
the
movies,
Filoni, he picks the shows, him and Filoni. Whatever. I think we'd all be like, cool.
Yeah, I have a shirt that says Filoni and Favreau for 2020.
Yeah. Those two, they got it.
Yeah.
They know the drill. But who comes after them? Or do you know, like somebody come out of left field? And
I don't know that they're coming out of left field. I mean, part of what they're doing with these shows is they've got, it's not just one of them writing the shows. There's writers.
True.
There's writers' rooms for each one of these series. And so there are folks that are coming up through the ranks. It's one of the things that the WGA is, you know, arguing about. They're like, look, if you want to have showrunners in the future, if your streaming business is based on TV shows, then you have to create an opportunity for writers to learn how to do this. And that costs money, but it's an investment in the future of more content, of more streaming. So I think there's writers on these shows that we're loving right now that are working with Filoni and Favreau. Those are the ones that are going to be running the shows in the future. They're going to be the ones making the Babu Frick show and the Rey Skywalker show. And
God, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hell, Bryce Dallas Howard has directed some of the best
Star Wars. Some of the best Star Wars on the planet. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's come out that Filoni, did he write or direct all episodes of Ahsoka?
Unknown captain.
I don't remember.
Sorry for the Star Trek reference.
He either wrote all of them.
One of those. I think he wrote all of them.
Or he either wrote them all or directed them.
You've got a computer connected to the internet and your phone right in front of you.
We're not.
This isn't about facts.
That's not. No. This is how we feel.
Yeah.
Not what we know.
Well, I feel like he wrote them all.
Yeah. It would.
I also feel like he's come out and said that it's essentially Rebels season 5.
Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah.
I mean,
and I'm here for it.
Yeah, can't wait. Let's go. Sign me up. Well, that'll be the end of August that comes out. So we'll probably do every 3 episodes. We'll do recaps, right? Episodes 1 through 3.
Something like that.
Which is the way we kind of did, I think, with their first part of Andor.
Yes.
And I think we did that for Obi-Wan. That's been so long ago. I don't remember.
Did we do Obi-Wan?
We did Obi-Wan. Oh, we did it. We did.
All right, where are we on time?
We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes of hate.
You got 2 minutes left, or do you want to wrap?
No. The timer's got to cut us off. That's the gimmick.
Corey's going in.
So we're saying Disney.
We're talking about Disney.
We're saying, as a conclusion to this episode, is that we're happy to have more Star Wars than we would have gotten with George Lucas. Because with him, we wouldn't have gotten very much, and it would have been the prequels, which needs work.
I'll bite.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I think you're right.
The prequels we hated. We hated the prequels. Don't lie. We hated them.
Still I loved Revenge stuff. Of the Sith.
There's, I love them
I
now.
Loved Revenge of the Sith.
All 3 of them have a place in my heart now.
There are 45 minutes of Attack of the Clones that are incredible Star
Wars. And when that first movie came out and we saw it in a theater and...
I didn't know what heartbreak looked like then, and then when we saw it.
When he lit the second half of his saber... You know that you doo-dooed in your pants just a little bit. And you were like, this is the most amazing thing I have ever seen in my life. This man has a lightsaber, which I'm familiar with. But his lightsaber comes out of both ends. And he's now going to fight 2 men at a time with it. And he's going to maybe win because he kills one of them. It's incredible. And we didn't have a bunch of shows to watch before that. We didn't have a bunch of comic books that we were reading before that. We had 3 movies that came out 100 years before that. And we just watched them so much that we were making up shit in our heads. And then this movie comes out and the dude's got 2 lightsabers at the same time.
What's better than one?
That was 2. Amazing. 2.
Also props because that the score at that moment in the film is fucking
Duel of the Fates is one of the best pieces of music ever.
Granted, we did have to deal with a lot of Jar Jar in that movie, but we did get a double-edged or double-sided lightsaber in Duel of the Fates.
I would take Jar Jar. over R2-D2.
That's a whole other podcast, and you can kiss my ass.
Coming soon to over a podcast C-3PO. Outlet near you. Droids are bullshit. Yeah, that's coming. Bring it.
There you go.
You're going to make me cry. There's 21 seconds left. Wrap it up.
God, we nailed it. This is the best episode we've ever recorded ever. And the conclusion is, we love Star Wars.
I also love the fact that we can go to Disney and be inside Star Wars. Mm. So them owning Star Wars is great.
Thank you.
Time's up, bitch.
Time's up.
Thank you. We are a Star Wars.
Ow! We are a Star Wars.